And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
ML Sports Platter brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service, Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf, and Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual. New York State Tax Efficient Retirement Planning. Go with Brian today at advisors.massmutual.com. Tip of the cap, thank you to friends of the program, the Swan and Whitaker families, Daryl Aber and Bob Lindsley. Let's get to the NFL draft final team individual recap for the NFC North. And yeah, it is the Bears. And wow. I mean, if you're a Bears fan, I know they've sold you hope for so long. You're still riding the wave of 85, if you're old enough to remember that. And it's just been hell being a Bears fan, right? I mean, come on. It's been absolute hell. Well, maybe this is finally the change. Maybe this is finally the team led by Caleb Williams, painted fingernails and crying be damned. And by the way, I couldn't care less about either of those things. 6'2", 220, can do it all, a little Mahomes in him, and the best quarterback in the class. Hopefully, if you're a Bears fan, he booms and he doesn't bust. Because if he booms with all those guys around him, man, could this be special. Elite improviser, as we know. Arm strength, ability to pick people apart. His O-line sucked last year. He can break tackles. He's got the hybrid nature, which you need in the league today in terms of running and passing. Off platform, patient pocket passer, footwork instinct, sees the play ahead. I mean, all the stuff. The skill set, right? It's all there. And his skill set, by the way, would probably allow him to be a great fit in any offense. But the Bears setup in particular really jumps out, doesn't it? Because you got OC Shane Waldron. He loves the deep ball. Waldron will scheme up deep shots. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett, all physical enough to beat man coverage, as we know. They got that, you know, wide receiver in the draft, too, and we'll get to him in a minute. The Bears only had 5 picks, but it didn't seem to really matter because of what they did last year and this year in the NFL draft. This has to be a strike. They have to get this right. And there's no doubt that when you compare them to people, you know, people are doing the whole Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams, you know, Andrew Luck, Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence. Really, it's Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, Andrew Luck, Caleb Williams. You know, they're doing the one-to-one-to-one. How does he compare to that group? And a lot of people have him higher than all those guys I just mentioned. Coming out of college, I mean, just straight out of college. So, if Caleb Williams strikes, yeah. Bears fans? I mean, Bears fans deserve this, man. They deserve a winner. Then they go with a 9th pick, and they take arguably the best receiver in the NFL draft. Now, you have Rome Odunze, you have Marvin Harrison Jr., you have Malik Nabers. But Odunze led the nation. Here's why he might be considered the best by many. 6'4", 215, and he's probably the best route runner and the most versatile route runner. He led the nation and broke Washington's school record with 1640 in receiving yards. He's a big vertical guy. He gets off the line. He run and tracks balls unbelievably well. His hand eye is A+. He plucks passes out of the air. The radius, the frame, the contested grabs, it's literally all there. Marvin Harrison Jr., people might say, well, he's the best and most talented. Malik Nabers, the best go up and get it guy. But when you take everything in the wide receiver package and you go through A to B to C to, and you check all the boxes with all the things that you need to do, Odunze might be the most polished across the board. Like, he might not have the go up and get it that Nabers has, but he's a better route runner. He might not have the absolute A. I mean, it's all these. We're splitting hairs here. The talent that Marvin Harrison Jr. has, he's a little bit behind, but not far behind. But he has probably a better range and a better catch radius and better hands. You know, he can block as well. So this pick, wow. He can beat man coverage. He's a huge target over the middle, down the sideline, on the boundary, over the slot if you want to mix and match. He's going to allow Keenan Allen and DJ Moore to move throughout the offensive lineman almost seamlessly, right? And he makes it impossible for defenses to key on any one person pre-snap. What do you do? Hut, 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 hike. Oh, heads are on a swivel. Where do you go? He's going to be the team's number 3 to start the season. But you got Allen's age at 33. He's definitely the future number 1. There's no doubt about it. Kieran Arne-Gadjet. Hang on a minute. How do you pronounce this? Kieran Amagaji, I think, maybe from Yale. That's probably wrong. But he's an offensive tackle. Simply put, try to protect Caleb Williams, right? And Amagaji, I think, is how you pronounce that. Or it's Amagaji sounds like it's probably pretty close. But either way, he's a mountain. 6'6", 330, you know? 3-year starter. Left tackle, and he has the traits to develop as a guard as well. And the Bears offensive line, listen, they have bookends at tackle, Darnell Wright, Braxton Jones, but need some depth there. And obviously this player, Amagaji, could, you know, really develop into a starter at guard or depth at tackle. You have some room there. Torrey Taylor, Iowa punter, taken in the 4th round, and Austin Booker out of Kansas at the edge spot, taken in the 5th round. How will we remember this draft if it strikes for the Bears? I wonder how. I'll get into more Caleb Williams next on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our great friends at the Al and Angus Pub before and after all the big events. Stop by for the best darn Angus burger in town at the Al and Angus Pub. Thanks as well to Camillus Golf Club, Mars Motors, Jam and Beats, and our terrific friends at Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company. More Bears, more Caleb next.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review. And there is no question that this draft will be remembered for the Bears if it strikes. It's going to be the Caleb Williams pick. Duh. It has to be the Caleb Williams pick. There's no question about it. If he strikes, if he works, this team is a playoff contender for the very near future. And then Bears fans are hoping that they're a Super Bowl contender for a 5 to 7 year window as soon as 2025. That's what you're looking at. Because let's say, let's just play, I'm going to do this in tiers. We're going to play best, worst, and middle. The best case scenario is that Caleb Williams turns into a franchise quarterback, and he's basically at least what we saw to CJ Stroud last year. The hope is that he's an Allen Mahomes kind of guy, Lamar, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, and that the Bears within, after this year, are regular contenders to try to get to the Super Bowl. They're in the playoffs all the time. They're challenging for the division. Now, the division's harder. You got to deal with Detroit now. You still got the Minnesota thing. I talked about it. The NFC North is wildly interesting. But best case scenario, repeated contender to come out of the NFC with a franchise quarterback in Caleb Williams and unbelievable firepower on offense that's incredibly hard to stop. They're an 11, 12, 13 win team every year. Worst case, 10-win team wild card, right? You want to get into that window that the Seahawks had for a while with Russ. The window that the Bills have right now, certainly, I mean, anybody wants the Chiefs window because they're, you know, in the middle of a dynasty, obviously. But you get the point. The Baltimore window with Lamar, now the window with Herbert and Harbaugh. That's the best case scenario. The middle is they don't quite get to a Super Bowl, but they're relevant. They're good. They're in the playoffs a lot routinely. Maybe they reach an NFC championship game or two. The middle for me would be basically what McNabb and the Eagles did. That's the middle. The worst is that Caleb Williams is a bust, and that is absolutely all I got on that. That it's as simple as that. He's got the weapons. He's got the running back room. They added DeAndre Swift. They're going to be able to run screens, play action, throw deep balls to Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. Mix and match guys in the slot and on the outside. Their tight end room is freaking loaded in Cole Kmet. They have bookend offensive tackles. They have Darnell Wright, Braxton Jones. They went out and got Kieran Emadgaji. Again, I don't know if I got that right, but he seems to be a really good piece. Offensive tackle depth or slide him in at guard, 6'6", 330. Go look at Darnell Wright, 6'6", 340. Go look at Braxton Jones, 6'6", 315. Their O-line appears to be finally together after a couple of years. Look at what they did in the offseason last year and in the draft and this year. The trade to get up and finally get a Caleb Williams, them not getting Bryce Young, them going out and getting picks, them getting DJ Moore, all of this with Ryan Poles is finally coming to fruition. It's all there. His vision is finally there. Remember, Ryan Poles took over as GM in 2022. It has not been that long. He's only been there 2 years. He took over in January of 22, and he only had about 7 months until the season, right? He replaced Ryan Pace. He traded Khalil Mack to the Chargers for a second round pick in 22 and a six rounder in 23. He traded the 23 second round pick for Chase Claypool. Less than a year later, the Bears traded Claypool and a 25 seventh rounder to Miami. He traded the number one pick in the draft to Carolina for the ninth overall pick, the 61st pick, the 2024 first round pick. and a 2025 second round pick in DJ Moore. Look what happened with those picks. He started to compile, move, shake, and that turned into Caleb Williams. That turned into Roma Dunze. Right? That's where you're at if you're a Bears fan. He traded Justin Fields to the Steelers for a conditional six-round pick in 2025. Again, he's only been GM for 2 years. Justin Fields didn't work out. That's the bottom line. Justin Fields didn't work out for the Bears. I wasn't against giving him another year and building around him too, because who knows? Maybe he'll work out with more weapons around him. We just don't know right now. But Justin Fields was taken in the 2021 draft, right? That was not a Ryan Poles pick. Ryan Poles is building his own thing. He took over for Ryan Pace. And he wants his own quarterback. That quarterback is Caleb Williams. By the way, what is it with general managers in Chicago being named Ryan? So Ryan Poles, think about all those moves that he just made. And again, he's only been there for 2 years. And the first year was a complete disaster. He walked into chaos. Coaching players, disaster, no culture. But moving to the next year, Bears showed a few things. They saw a vision. They saw the light. They didn't want Justin Fields. Made more moves. Again, off-season, in-season, drafting, putting it together. And now you have this. And I would be thrilled if I were a Chicago Bears fan. Did they finally get it right? A lot of people question, well, you know, Matt Eberflus. That part I understand. But, like, maybe this team is really here. Maybe this team finally got it right this time. Maybe this team has their franchise quarterback. And I hope so. They are a trademark NFL team. They have one of the coolest uniforms you've ever seen in pro sports. Honestly. Hopefully they got this thing right. They are a trademark franchise in the NFL. I know they only won the 85 Super Bowl. I get that. They did go to a Super Bowl, what, 18 years ago now with Rex Grossman. I get it. Like, Matt Eberflus, head coach, that's the only thing you're like, rrr. But they kept him because they like his leadership and his overall makeup. If you hire the right coordinators, maybe you can turn into a Sean McDermott type. Well, enter Shane Waldron. He was with the Seattle Seahawks. He figured out Geno Smith. They bring in Eric Washington, my man from Buffalo. He was in Buffalo and did great things as a defensive line coach. That's a huge loss for the Bills and a monster gain for the Chicago Bears. Eric Washington is going to be huge for the Bears. So, did they get it right? Time will tell, but gosh, doesn't it look good, Bears fans? Does to me. ML Sports Platter. It's all brought to you by our good friends at Brewerton Ace Hardware, Elevate Fitness of Syracuse, and Liverpool Physical Therapy. Hey, if you need PT, post-op, shoulder, neck, back, knees, whatever it might be, Liverpool Physical Therapy can help you out. Liverpool Physical Therapy, if you're in and around Central New York on Old Liverpool Road, get fixed up today with LPT. And a big thanks as well to Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company, CH Insurance, Burn Dairy, and the title sponsor of the program, Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Not everyone has the experience and passion we do to fight for every client. We know they're counting on us to protect their families, employees, businesses, and themselves, and to be there when they need us with five-star local service. The big guys just don't have our local independence or commitment to offering the best value and choice of insurance programs. Choice, competitive pricing, and five-star service. That's CH Insurance. In your corner. Every day, every way.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.